systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, January 6th, 2010, and my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
And this is episode number 294.
Fuck you.
I finally figured it out that it actually is 2010 or 20X.
Whoa.
You can call it 20X Whoa. If you want, only this year, though.
Whoa.
I know, right?
I don't like it.
20X. X. Reminds me of that Exhibit song in the background. It's all like violin strings and shit, and then it's like X, like the
oh my
chorus
God.
And shit. It's so awesome. He's like X to the Z, X,
oh God.
20X. Like, all right. I get my years and my salvia both 20X. 20X. But yeah, thank you guys so much for being with us. This is the Wednesday night show. TheGMHole.com/live is where you can watch these all live, / feedback type shit, or you can give us a call, 406-204-4687. But yeah, I was listening to Twig and Twit, the This Week in Tech stuff, and they were talking about how 2010, 2010 is, you're supposed to say 2010, and I think there's even a website set up called 2010 not 2010.com or something.
Are you serious?
And everyone wants it to be 2010 because it's shorter syllables, as he called
syllables.
It syllables.
Okay,
we're all about saving time. Acronyms all developed to save time. Why laugh out loud when you can lol?
Ugh.
Duh.
Duh.
I mean, right? Duh. Why give some cunning linguist when you could just give a BJ? I mean, right? Am I right or am I right?
Whoa.
We're all about saving time.
Whoa.
2010. Thank you. Also, okay. Soft Paco and anyone else that wants to send pictures of their penis to info@thejamhole.com for Dana to look at.
Feel free.
Right. Do you have any advice for them?
Grow better penises.
You got a little dick, Paco. What happened?
It's just funny looking. I don't like it. His like balls look tiny, like they're sucked up into his
Paco,
abdomen.
The difference between your dick and my dick is like the difference between a taco from Taco John's and a taco from Taco Bell. Any of you who have eaten at both of those places will know.
It's like it's small at the hilt and then big around the head area. It's
but
like
not even
proportionate.
But not even that big, really.
It's ill proportionate. I don't even know if it's. It looks like it's
Hold on.
Trying to be
Paco,
hard right now.
Your dick looks like an Oompa Loompa.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Well, like in this
grow
picture,
better dick. Hey, grow better dick.
In this picture, I actually think it's hard, and I don't.
Oh, well, that's what I was going to mention. If you're going to take pictures of your dick, save yourself the embarrassment and make sure it's hard before you take a picture.
I think it is hard. I don't know, though.
It's hard to tell when it's hard to tell when it's so small.
Can someone get me a magnifying glass, please?
If you click the mouse button up there, that'll bring up the magnifier.
Oh, here, I'll just... Whoa.
There you go.
Now it's big.
It's also magnified. Also...
Actually, it's only this big still.
Also, 20X. Weird, huh?
Yeah, there's a penis on my screen right now.
Awesome.
His balls look funny, though. You have funny balls, sir. And please shave.
Please. Well, Mexicans are dirty. You can't blame them for that.
Please do us a favor and shave.
And I mean, when you're in the mafia, you know, you're so busy.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck. I'm not even in the mafia, and I'm busy. I couldn't imagine doing this and also being in the mafia. Forget it, dude. I had to quit. I was like, guys.
Errato Toys says, did anyone tell Matt that Soft Paco is a fictional character?
Really?
He probably is. I think someone's just fucking with you.
Everyone's fictional on the internet. Don't you know that?
Yeah.
So I can't have fun with it? Thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
Now I'm just going to ignore all characters, fictional or otherwise.
It's me, Mike, again. What a dumbass.
Mike has like 5 accounts.
I know, just to mess with you.
He picks different races. He's like, who should we go out? Which car should I drive today? Let's go with the Mexican today. We'll see how that works out. But no, I appreciate all of you creating fake characters and fucking around with us. It's good fun.
Yeah, sure.
Dear the Jam Hole, this is from Dr. Brendanos. Brendanos? Brendanos. Also, fictional character. Don't worry about it.
We have doctors that listen to us?
Yeah, I guess.
All right.
In fictional character world.
Okay.
Before you were born, you were told the Earth has 40 years left. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Before you are sent to your mama's twat, they ask you, would you like to go a believer, someone who will unconditionally believe they are happy and comfortable because their meaning lies in being special and loved by an unseen power? Clouds cannot darken the believer's world. Or would you go back as a non-believer, someone who has to face up to a finite existence and has limited power and responsibility to avoid misery and find happiness? There will be much misery and unhappiness, but at least you're not a deluded fool. Now, what would you do if you had to make the choice for your kids or kittens? Dr. Brendanos.
Well,
I think if you only have 40 years left, now, if I choose to go the easy route, the ignorance is bliss route, is that cool? Like, can I just live the 40 years I have left in happy, ignorant bliss and not worry about it because nothing is in my control? It's all a higher power.
I think that's what it is. Like,
then what does it matter? If that's what you believe.
But you're given the choice before you go down. Like, you're.
But it doesn't matter because once you're there, you're not going to remember that you have the choice. You're going to be an unconditional believer.
Right, right.
But in which case, your life will be fine. But if you go down and there's 40 years left.
It'll be fine either way. You know.
Right, but do you want to live. I think what the question boils down to is, do you want to live those last 40 years happy or miserable?
Hmm. Well, it doesn't say that you're going to be miserable. It just says that there's going
to
be...
If I'm a believer at the end of those 40 years, do I go to heaven? Do I get my 40 virgins?
What? No.
If not...
That's like Allah and shit.
Oh, right. Well, he didn't say what you believe in, just some unseen power.
Oh, well. I don't know. I think I'd rather
I think because I've spent 30 years in misery... Maybe it'd be nice to have 40 years of happiness, whether or not because you believe in something silly.
No.
You don't think so?
No.
I don't know. I think it'd be kind of nice
for a change.
I still
want to be well-rounded and be well-versed in, you know, different things.
But does it matter if the world ends in 40 years? What's it matter?
Well, at least at the end, I know.
I think that's what it would come down to is, does what you believe in
Does it help you, or is that your afterlife? If what you believe in ends up being your afterlife, then sure, that's fine, that's cool. Then I would choose that route because I could believe in whatever.
But then, do you want to live in an infinite diluted afterlife?
Well, if it makes you happy.
How would you know, though?
I don't know. That's what's not answered in this question. If you are, I don't know if she's.
I think for my kids, I would let them make the choice regardless of what my choice was, I think that's where we run into the big problem with the true believers, because they do really believe that they are right, even though you can come up with all these lines of evidence from all these different places stating otherwise. To themselves, that's what they believe, and they're correct. So.
Right.
The only way to show them is to kill them and let them see for themselves, in which case...
Meet
you
your fucking makeup, biatch.
Exactly. Yeah, pretty much. That's what it comes down to.
I guess
it's an interesting point that, you know, that you're told before. Because, like, I mean, who knows? Maybe we were all told and we're all living out the choices that we had made, and the world is going to end in another 10 years.
Well,
who knows?
Then I chose to fucking...
I would choose to be a non-believer,
knowledge.
But have the hindsight to know that what I am not believing in is false or whatever, you know?
Right.
Like, I don't want to choose the path of the non-believer and then in 40 years see God ascend from the heavens and be like, you motherfuck. You didn't tell me that part. You
I know,
dick,
right?
You know? Like, that's kind of setting me up for more failure, but thanks.
Right. No, but I don't
interesting
know.
Interesting question. I definitely would have to go for the kids or the kittens to let them choose. I would have to set
them down.
Yeah, but
if you're forced to make that question, or make that, you're forced to make that decision. It's saying if you had to make the decision for them to be a believer or a non-believer,
that
you have
to
make the decision.
Well, how about this then? If I know there's only 40 years left, how about I don't ruin my 40 years trying to raise kids? How about I just enjoy myself? How's that?
About kittens?
No kids. Maybe a kitten. Maybe a kitten.
Well, then what
but
would
again,
you choose for the kitten?
Non-believer, obviously.
Cats don't believe in shit. They believe in licking assholes and purring.
My cat believes that every morning if it paws my head hard enough, I will wake up and I will feed it.
Or it just goes meow, meow, meow constantly.
So real quick, I've been noticing, and a listener had emailed me and mentioned this also, and I had kind of noticed it too, that the feed was broke for a bit is because I upgraded to, we use PodPress, great plugin for WordPress, which is what our blog is based on, to do all the podcast stuff. It creates the RSS feed and all that shit. So there was an update that came out for it, and I upgraded it, unbeknownst to me, that it would crash the whole fucking thing. Did that. It broke everything. Excuse my face. Of course.
Sad kittens.
Of course. I go to fix it. Have no idea how to do that. So I'm like, well, after a couple days of fucking with it, I put it back to the old version of PodPress.
Uh-huh.
And wow, look, now it all works.
Boom, it works. Ta-da!
But I've noticed if you use a Droid or I don't know what other platform Google Listen is on, but if you use Google Listen, the last episode you get is 289. And I don't know what's up with that. My friend Jeff was saying something about there's an error in the parsing. There's a weird character that it stops on and it doesn't understand. So what I want to do, I notice, and I didn't know this when I first started, but all of the show notes that we do are in the RSS feed. And that's not good because our RSS feed is probably getting around 20 megs big. And that's not good. It takes a while to load. Granted, you guys probably won't notice it because the episodes download really fast. But to get it to download, it takes it a minute. So what we need to do, and I need some help with this, and I'd like to have a couple of you guys help out with this. That way, there's a few other projects I'd like to spend some time working on, but I can't until I get this situated. So if a couple of you guys could help me out with the RSS thing, and then we're going to work on redesigning the site and everything. If you guys could do that, I can work on this other stuff. That would be awesome. But what we need to do is make the jamhole.com/RSS. And have that be the main feed that you subscribe to and you get the episodes, just the episodes. I don't want any of the show notes in the RSS feed. I want it because we have almost 300 episodes. And
that's a lot of shit.
I can't imagine how a show like Keith and the Girl or Distorted View with over 1,000 episodes, how big their RSS feed is. Like, that's got to be getting out of control.
Yeah.
Plus, adding into it the extensive show notes I write, I don't think that needs to be a part of the actual RSS. No. I want it on the blog like it is, but I want what people subscribe to not to have that in there, so it's a smaller file. So definitely, I'm reaching out to you guys. Email me info@thejamhole.com if you know anything about RSS, CSS, PHP, anything like that. I could definitely use some help, so I'd like to get this going as quickly as possible. Erato Toy says, why don't you limit the RSS feed? Because I do need to have every episode on there. I hate it when and I know I'm not the only one. We've talked about this before, that when you find a new show and you subscribe to them and you only get like the last 15 or 20 episodes. Like, I want all of them. Yeah. And that's how it should be. When you subscribe to Keith
and
the Girl,
to be able to go
you
back.
Get all of them. Right. And that's how it should be. I don't want to limit it that way, and I shouldn't have to. There, I know there's a way to do it. I like that people can look, and I know you can. You can go to the website and get all the episodes, but it's nice to have the option to throw them on your iPod right there instead of having to be like, oh, I want this one.
I gotta go dig for it.
Fuck that. You need to have them all right there.
Yeah, so, that's much nicer. I mean, if I found a new podcast, I'd like to.
Yeah,
know,
it's
catch
cool to have them there,
something.
And not even necessarily download them, but have them shaded in light gray. That if you want to listen to it, you hit
click.
Get real quick, and it gets it for you. I don't want to dig through all this shit to get it.
Hell,
you know,
no.
It needs to. And it's cool to see when you subscribe to a show how many episodes they've done. You know, it's just. Mm-hmm. That's how we measure our podcasts. Like, how long have you been around? How many episodes have you done? You know, that's
right.
What I always thought. So that's what it is right now. I mean, it works right now, except if you're using Google Listen. It works in Google Reader. I tested that out earlier today, and that works fine now, so we're good there.
Yeah.
And it works in iTunes, so I don't know what happened, but email info@thejamhole.com. I really want to get this stuff sorted out before it gets to the point where it's a pointless task, you know?
Yeah.
I'd rather do it now at 300 episodes than later at like 600 episodes, because I think we're going to need to rebuild the RSS from scratch using, you know, our own enclosures and stuff, not having WordPress generate it, because it's putting in something that's not working with something else. So anyway, email info@thejamhole.com if you know anything about that stuff. And I need like one or two of you guys that can help me out with that, and that way I can start working on some other shit for the show here. So thank you.
He
appreciate
needs help.
It.
Somebody help him.
I know, and I've really
This whole thing, you got to think that you do everything by yourself. Every other podcast does have help from somebody else.
Well, yeah, usually. And that's, I hate it when shows ask their fans to like help them with stuff, and like I've taken this as far as I can on my own without asking for help.
Right.
But I'm to the point now where I would rather work on some other things that have to do with the show than keep fucking with shit like this. And if I can get someone that knows what they're doing with this, because I don't, I learned all this as I was doing it, like I learned it on the fly. So if I can get someone that knows their shit, it's not going to take that long. It'll take way less time than it will for me to sit here and fucking mess with it. So.
Well, you deserve help once in a while.
Yeah,
I mean, come on.
Yeah, I do. Blowjobs and help. I deserve them every now and then.
Help, not blowjobs.
More times than not, I
deserve
them.
But you do everything by yourself here. So, I mean, you need a little
help. And that's fine. I will. And if no one helps, like, it'll just, I'll figure it out. But it would be nice if, you know, I know we have some smart fucking listeners out there. And if you guys know. I know, because they email me and they're like, hey, why didn't you do it this way? I'm like, oh, because I didn't know that. But thanks, dick.
Yeah, thanks,
like,
dick.
Why didn't you tell me that I could do it that way? And I would. I'm not going to be like, well, that's stupid. You're stupid. Like, cool. Help me for sure. But yeah, it has to have all the episodes, though. That's my one. I need to have them all in the feed. I want when new people come, I want them to have, you know, that option.
All of it.
And if you don't want them in there, then you just select all like I do most of the time and just delete them. But every now and then,
take
Ainsley, I'll listen.
For example, dude, like when she came in like when I was first on or whatever, and she went back and listened to all of them. Okay. I mean, that's just one example of someone coming in and they want to hear the rest of it, where this
and
whole thing came from.
It's
so
much easier to do it in iTunes or whatever reader you're using than it is to go back through the website.
Yeah,
so
it is, because I hate searching for shit on the site.
And it looks good.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on. How are you? How was your day? Good?
I'm good.
How was work today? Make some money?
I did not go to work today.
Pardon?
I did not go to work today.
Huh. Interesting.
I
so,
had the day off.
Really?
Yeah.
Scheduled day off, huh?
Yeah.
You lie. I thought you were supposed to work at 5 today.
No. Why would I work at 5 today?
I don't know.
It's Wednesday.
I could have sworn you were supposed to work today.
No.
No? You knew you
I
had the day off.
No, I don't work nights Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I never work nights Monday, Wednesday, Friday. He knows that.
No, but you usually work mornings, though.
I usually do work mornings.
So what happened?
I go in and, like, open Monday and then close Tuesday and then open Wednesday. That's usually how it is.
So what happened?
I just got scheduled off because I think because the chick got fired. There was,
right.
There was three of us, and the chick got fired, and dude's like, you know, kind of freaking out because basically he's having to cover things, and he wanted to work me and the other guy, you know, I guess a different way this week. So the way it fell to work me 5 days this week, he had to work me 2 days and have me off, and then work me the rest of the 3 days. So
must be nice.
I don't know. It was weird. I'm not used to that. So, but I don't know. I even called him and asked him last night. I said, look, you, because he has the other guy off too. I'm like, you have me and this other guy off. I'm like, why don't you have, I was like, I will come in.
It's
in
fine
the
because no one is coming to our restaurant. So it's cool. Don't worry about it.
Kind of. But like, I was like, you know, I will come in the morning if you need the help. I was like, you don't have to cover the whole day. He's like, well, I have to be there anyways, so it's not really a big deal and stuff. He's like, I'll go ahead and cover it. And I'm like, if you need my help, call
me. Keeps me away from my bitch wife.
No, he doesn't have a wife.
Oh.
Oh, he's divorcing her. He's
keeps
got a girlfriend.
Keeps me away from my bitch girlfriend.
No, his girlfriend's pretty wealthy.
Yeah? Wealthy?
Wealthy.
Nice.
Like...
Can
like,
we rob
she was
her?
Depressed, and he was like, why don't you go shopping in Spokane, honey? She's like, you know what? I think I'm going to do that. Hopped on a plane, went to Spokane, went shopping.
Nice. Yeah. We need more listeners like that.
Yeah. That was crazy. But, you know, hey, I don't know, so. I go to work tomorrow.
You ever heard of the G-spot?
Yeah, I have one of those.
Do you?
Yeah, somewhere.
How sure of it are you that you have one?
I've hit it once.
Are you sure that's what that was?
Yes. Because I've gotten off once without messing with my clit. Once.
What does that mean? You and, like, every other normal woman.
What?
Chicks, I don't know if you know this or not, but chicks can have an orgasm without rubbing the fuck out of their clit with sandpaper.
Sandpaper? What the fuck?
That's what it looks like you do. Have you guys ever seen her, like, try
no,
to get herself off? It looks like...
All right, you know, now I'm going to be really embarrassed.
It looks like there's a layer of paint on her clit, and she's trying to get it off.
Oh, my God.
That's what it looks
Nut.
Like. You get furious with that thing. Sometimes it's like sticking your hand in a fan blade. Like, your hand is going so fast across your clit, I'm worried that my dick is going to get caught in there somewhere and get taken right the fuck off.
Oh, my God.
You get going.
Dude.
Have you ever seen yourself? Like, you start to lift off a little bit, and I gotta be like, no, down here.
Are you serious right now?
Maybe. Have you seen yourself beat your clit? I would film it, but I don't have a camera that films that fast. Like, you go. You go, girl.
Oh, my God.
You beat your clit. Like, I jerk off when I'm high on pills, and I just want to come the second time just so bad, and I just start, like... That's what you do, but like all the time. Yes, Pyrotech says I need a high speed cam. That's what I'm talking about. You need like one of those like time lapse.
Amesby
photos.
Says you're giving her a complex, and now she won't do it.
She'll do it.
You're giving
way,
me a complex.
It's the only way
though.
You're gonna get off. You'll do it. Anyway, I had a point to this.
But yeah, no, besides, I've had one orgasm without messing with my clit. One.
Okay, any ladies in the chat?
I wish I could do that, and I wouldn't look like a fucking retard rubbing my clit, you jerk.
It's not that you look retarded, it's that you...
And you even get all turned on, you're like,
oh,
yeah,
no,
beat that clit,
it's
rub
hot.
That clit.
It's hot, it's just scary also, because you're getting up there like 1,200 RPMs, and I'm like, fuck, dude. My dick's only rated for 10, I don't... Like, that's dangerous.
Dude, I'm not going to hurt your dick.
I know.
Okay.
It
is
fun,
though.
Is
that why you lay down on me sometimes to get me to stop? And I'm like, why are you doing that move?
Like, because you're overheating, honey. Yeah, like, go get the fucking antifreeze. This is getting out of control.
Anyway, go on.
Anyway, researchers are starting to say that maybe the G-spot does not appear to exist. Hmm?
I don't think it does.
I don't think so either. I don't think so either. Strippers and Blow says, the female orgasm is a myth anyhow. No,
you're nuts.
No, it's not. They'll come. It just takes a minute.
No, it doesn't really take a minute. I come just as quick as you do.
When you do it.
Yeah.
Not when we're fucking, though.
I can't do that.
I can't gyrate this fast, you know?
Oh, God.
You're like belt sander in that shit. Maybe I should get a belt sander.
No.
And just fucking...
I can't just get off when we're fucking.
Obviously.
I never have been able to. I don't
know. And I know.
Why.
And I know. And that's cool because I'm all about you just sitting there just rubbing that thing like it's going to come off. Like God. It's a fucking... I don't know what else to compare it to. Like a fucking scratch and sniff that just won't smell. Except it does smell. But not Okay.
Matt.
This study in the Journal of Sexual Medicine is the biggest yet, involving 1,800 women, and it found no proof. No proof! No G-spot.
Oh, well.
You know what that tells me?
What?
Women, all fucking liars.
Dude, I haven't found mine. So, I mean, dude.
Oh, your dick's just not big enough to hit the G spot. Bitch, you ain't got a G spot. That's what the shit is. That's the truth.
No, I know that there's got to be a spot in there to hit or to rub or something that gets a chick off without her having to mess with her clit to get off. Because other chicks get off just
all
having
chicks
sex.
Get off
no,
just having
not
sex.
Not all chicks.
Except for you. And
stop that.
I had another girlfriend
stop
too. That
singling me out like that.
This is our show. You have to be singled out.
No,
better than
not
that show singled out on MTV. Remember that?
Oh my
it was
god,
a horrible show.
No, not every chick gets off having sex.
No, I know.
Okay,
I know. With me, they do.
No, no, they don't.
Except for you. What the fuck? But no. The King's College London team believe the G-spot may be a figment of women's imagination encouraged by magazines and sex therapists. Interesting, huh? Interesting, huh? Huh.
Hey.
No G-spot. Women lie, and so do the magazines they read. Weird, huh? Now, what came first, the woman being a liar or her reading a magazine that lied to her in turn? She spreads the lie.
Amesby says that's why she probably doesn't want to give head. He probably critiques that too.
No, no, do I? I critique it by like, oh, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, I feel so fucking good. Fuck yeah. That's how I critique it. Oh, God. But it's funny because you're not giving head like you're trying to rub my dick off. Like you do with your clit. You seriously. It's so great, though. It's so hot and
now you're backtracking
no,
because before
is,
you were like,
so hot
"Oh, it's so
because
creepy!" And blah,
it's
blah,
so
blah.
Hot because of all the friction from 1,200 RPMs. Yeah, that's why it's so hot. It's so fucking hot.
I hate
no,
you.
It is sexy though. It is very sexy.
Is it? Because just a little bit ago, you're like, "Have you seen yourself when you're doing?"
It's funny, but it's sexy also.
Don't call it funny.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful just like God intended it to be. All 1,200 RPMs of it.
Oh,
it's so hot. Did you ever try to put like little rubber thimbles on your fingers when you do it?
No.
No? Maybe you should try that.
Why would I do that?
I don't know. You know it would be cool? You know those little finger puppets that are like in the shape of monsters that you put on your hand? You should try that. Maybe they'd have better luck than I do.
No, no. No.
You know what's really funny?
What?
When I spit on it and it gets it so slick that you start going and your hand goes like across the room. You're like,
no, that's
oh,
what
fuck
I
yeah.
That's
rub,
what I fucking
rub it. Rub that shit.
No, that's when I take my hands and like wipe it all off and like grab your leg and wipe it on your leg. I'm like, ew, I can't even like grab a hold of my clit at the moment.
Should we not be talking about this on a night where I need to have some sex?
Just be careful what you say.
Oh, Willy Goat has a good point. Maybe the G-spot's in the back of the throat. You should let Matt help you find it.
Yeah, no, see,
I bet it is.
I give you head all the time, okay, when we're going to have sex and stuff,
right,
and it's not back there.
Maybe further.
It's not back there.
Maybe
I
it only
I put your
works.
Whole dick in my mouth, like maybe all the way to the balls, okay?
Yeah,
it's
she
not
does.
There.
She does.
Yeah, okay.
And that's another, okay, I got a fucking question, miss. I don't like sucking dick. I've never had to suck dick before. For someone that hates sucking dick, you're pretty fucking good at it. What's up with that?
So? Doesn't just because I don't like it,
I'm not
have to
good,
be bad at it.
I'm not good at things I don't like or do. Like, I've never coded CSS, ergo, I'm not very good at it. It's a lot of trial and error.
Well,
you sucking cock is not trial and error. It's like fucking good.
Well, I don't like using pastels, but I'm good at it. It's things like that.
Well, that technique you can't use with anything else. You're good at eating popsicles, okay. But it's not like
I don't even like popsicles.
It's not like pastels and charcoal and, you know, it's all the same concept. Like, sucking dick is sucking dick. That's what else does that concept apply to? You've never been in a hot dog eating contest, as far as I know.
No.
Okay, so I don't know.
I'm just good at it. I don't know. Fuck off.
No, it was just funny to me because every time you do it, and I think of like how amazing that is, and how it should never ever stop, and then I start thinking like, how is she this good at it? Practice makes perfect. So there had to have been a time where you enjoyed doing it.
No.
Never.
No.
You were born just, God, I hope I don't have to suck any dick in this life.
Yes.
Fuck.
Yes.
Bah humbug.
Yes.
If sucking dick is Christmas, I'm Scrooge.
Yes.
Bah.
Right.
That's a good analogy.
It works.
Willy Goat says, I'm good at paying my bills on time, but I fucking hate doing it. Okay. This is a bad analogy.
Drone Star says, some things come naturally to people. So.
I get it. Okay. So, sexologist Beverly Whipple, your last name rhymes with nipple, and you're a sexologist. I'm a sexologist. Did you know that? Board certified.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
So, how's our sex life?
Could be better. Could be better. You could be a little more giving. But other than that, I think Matt's doing a really good job.
You
I think
be
you're
more
coming
stimulative.
Along. You're what?
You could be more stimulative.
More stimulative?
Yeah.
How could I possibly?
Work on turning me on. You
Until
know?
We merge cybernetics with our own bodies and I can have a 1200 RPM dick, I don't
no,
know how
not
to...
not that, but like the other night, you're laying on the couch, you just undo your pants and plop out your dick.
Oh, well,
you just
yeah.
look at me.
That means just suck it.
You gotta turn me on. You gotta
you
turn
don't
me
need
on,
to be
sweetheart.
Turned on to suck a dick.
Yes, yes, I do.
You just need to suck
no,
it.
No, I need to be turned on. You can't do that.
Really?
Yes. You are very demanding when it
that's
comes
more,
to that.
That's more
you
work.
You just drop your shit and you're like, suck my dick.
Right.
Hey, let's fuck. Suck
well, no.
Dick.
If I want to fuck you, I'll try to turn you on. But usually I won't until I know we're fucking because too many times have I tried to and just get pushed away. And then I'm all frustrated. So I won't anymore. I'll wait until I know for sure it's going down. And then I will invest the time.
Well, you need to try and turn me on more rather than just dropping your pants.
Okay, then don't push me away every time I try to. Okay?
Well, I'm not going to like want it every time you do it either.
Well, then I don't
but
know what
to tell
you.
But you can't just drop your pants and be like, here, and then get all depressed when I'm like, no.
Well, if I just want my dick sucked, though, I can. Because you don't need to be turned on to do that. You
Why
just
do you
need
think I don't
it?
Need to be turned on to suck your dick?
Because you just need to suck it. That's all there
why
is.
Why in the hell would I just... Why would I...
I don't need to be turned on to eat some pussy. I'll just eat it. That's all.
No, no.
No?
No. That's you. Okay? This
okay.
is me. I need to be turned on to do anything sexually to you.
Do you have to get turned on to go to the gyno?
Why would I need that?
Why would you need to get turned
I'm
on to suck a dick?
I'm not doing anything at the gyno.
You're not doing anything sucking a dick?
Yes, I am. I'm
do
sucking
get
a dick.
Do you get turned on when you eat a popsicle?
No.
Well,
I don't
there
eat
you
popsicles.
Go. Same thing.
I don't eat popsicles.
All right.
No,
anyway,
seriously. You got to turn me on before you
women
do anything.
Have no G-spots.
You have no G-spot.
No shit. Thank you. the sexologist Beverly Whipple helped popularize the G-spot idea, said the work was, quote, flawed. You can say that again. Ah! Come on. No. The work is flawed.
See,
I mean,
look, everybody in the chat.
Oh, bring it. Bring
Pro-tech
it on.
Or whatever. If she's turned on, it would be a better blowjob. Tronestar, if you want a good blowjob, turn her on.
Okay, we need to just focus on getting a blowjob before we focus on upgrading it to better or whatever.
Well, okay, I do give you a head in the bedroom and stuff when we're doing
when
whatever.
We're doing it. That okay. Again, I fall back to my previous argument that is not a blowjob. That is foreplay.
But that is good. You like that,
oh,
right?
Oh, I do. I love it, and that's great. But a blowjob, again, going back to what I said before, is me just sitting here chilling, getting my dick sucked. You finish, and then that's it. No sex afterward. That is the definition. Google it. The definition of a blowjob is you suck my dick, and I do zero work, except come. I come, and then that's it. If we're having sex, then that's part of foreplay, and that's expected, and that's fine.
Well, don't even try to turn me on for that, because it's not going to happen.
That's a dual thing. Blowjob is just me sitting back, chilling like a villain, getting my dick sucked, okay? And the G-spot, total myth. that is very flawed.
It's in your asshole.
It's in your asshole.
I'm going to find it.
I almost found it. She said the researchers had discounted the experiences of lesbian or bisexual women, because they're all liars, and failed to consider the effects of having different sexual partners with different lovemaking techniques. The women in the study, who were all pairs of identical and non-identical twins, were asked whether they had a G-spot. If one did exist, it would be expected that both identical twins who have the same genes would report having one, right? That makes sense, right? If one... if they're twins, their bodies right. are the same.
Yeah.
If you have one, I have... right.
Right.
Unless it's a boy and a girl, then... okay. But this pattern did not emerge, and the identical twins were no more likely to share a G-spot than non-identical twins who share only half of their genes. Co-author of the study, Professor Tim Spector, said, quote, "Women may argue that having a G-spot is due to diet or exercise, but in fact, it is virtually impossible to find real traits." Have you ever heard that? I've never heard that. Like, I only have a G-spot because I have proper diet and I exercise.
No.
Like, that would defeat the whole purpose of the G-spot being an actual physical part of anatomy.
Your body,
of
right.
internal anatomy. If it has to do with, like, you don't eat good and grow a stronger G-spot.
No.
You don't work out and flex and be like, "Yeah, look at that G-spot. Yeah." You know,
I worked out and got a stronger hymen.
Okay.
It didn't break until, like, the third person I had sex with.
A lot of good that did you.
What?
Having a hymen.
It never does anybody any good.
It does if you're a vampire.
That doesn't do any good. That just sucks.
No, it doesn't.
But, yeah, no.
Amesby says, just because you haven't hit the G-spot doesn't mean it's not there. No, I will...
Do you have one, Amesby?
I will agree with that, but because of this study involving almost 2,000 women, and they found no proof, that maybe means that there is no G-spot.
So how do they get off when they have sex? What do they do?
The G-spot isn't... to make you come.
What is it?
It, from what I understood, it was like it increased it. It's like sticking a finger up a guy's ass while you're sucking his dick. It increases how awesome the orgasm is. It's not, you're not going to get him to come just by sticking a finger up his ass. It's also on top of this other stimulus, you know.
So then how do they come?
Just stimulation, sexual stimulation. How does a guy
come? To where?
You jerk it off. The pussy, the twat, the clit, whatever, the whole thing. The whole shebang. Shebang, come on.
But I don't get it, because, like, if we're just fucking, yeah, it feels good and everything, and it's hot, whatever.
But it's not enough to bring you to that climax unless you use multiple,
clit, right.
You need multiple lines of stimuli.
Right, and even...
You know why that is?
Why?
Because you're an insensitive bitch. High five.
Oh my God.
You walked into that one.
Oh my God.
But no, and
no, and even now, dude, like, I'm at the point to where you eating me out doesn't make me come. Like, I don't want to come that way.
You don't want to. There. I'm glad that's recorded. I don't want to.
Well, no, it doesn't feel as good because it's a weaker orgasm when I do that.
Right, because you hold out. And
no,
you make me stay down there for hours,
out.
Hours and hours at a time.
No, it's a weaker orgasm because it's not... When your dick is in me, it
you
feels
need
good.
That, you need the vaginal penetration on top of or coupled with the clitoral stimulus.
Right, and that equals like a holy shit kaboom.
Another
fucking
girl,
orgasm.
Another girl that wants it all. Right? Am I right or am I right? And that's cool. Like I think I would be kind of annoyed if I had to like jerk my dick off while fondling my balls while putting a finger in my ass just to have a good orgasm. Like, I'd be pissed. I'd
well,
be
I mean,
like,
would
fuck
you rather
this.
Wanna have to eat me out every time I wanna come?
No, I didn't mind that though.
Really?
What I minded was you holding it back because you're like, God, this feels so good, and me ending up being down there for 3 hours and coming up with a stiff fucking neck. That's what I wasn't happy with. But yeah. Like, I don't mind doing it at all. Hmm. Like, no, I'm all about it. I'll do whatever, but I understand it is
it
that
does feel
same thing.
Way better,
and
you
that
know.
That would be frustrating as fuck if you were a dude. Could you imagine, guys, like not being able to bring
but,
yourself to full orgasm just by doing this?
Yeah,
you gotta
but
do
if
this,
it felt
and then,
10 times better doing it another way, you would do it the other way.
Oh, yeah. It always
time.
Feels good to come with a finger in your ass. It doesn't mean I'm doing that every time, though. Sometimes you just need a blowjob, you know? It's like that.
You want a finger in your ass?
Not all the time. That's what I'm saying. So you're,
I've never put a finger in your ass.
I know. You're misrepresenting what I'm saying.
I don't really want to put my finger in your ass.
And that's fine. You can put a tongue in the ass.
It's still kind of...
Who likes a tongue in their ass?
Sometimes. Not
exactly. See, but not all the time, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really...
Like, you got to be clean, first of all.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm not like... 3 days off a shower and I just took a dump. Come here and eat my ass. You know?
God, that's so gross.
It can't be like that. You got to be somewhat fresh. I don't want to get fucking food poisoning or anything.
Oh, God's sake, man.
You know what I mean?
You're cute, though. I've never been with a dude who likes stuff in his butt.
Again, you misrepresent my words.
You like stuff in your butt.
I don't, quote, like stuff in my butt.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Oh,
when
fuck.
I give you, like, when I suck your dick, you, like, pull your legs up to you and, like, put your ass in the air and kind of, like, push me towards your asshole.
I'm helping you.
Yeah, to push me towards your asshole.
Right.
To eat your asshole.
I ate your asshole. I even came in it.
Oh, God.
You should have seen the look on your face when that happened, too, like, it was great.
You couldn't see my face.
I could imagine.
Oh my God. Go on, please.
So this is by far the biggest study ever carried out and shows fairly conclusively that the idea of a G-spot is subjective. A colleague, Andrea Burry, was concerned that women who feared they lacked a G-spot might feel inadequate, which she says is unnecessary. Hey.
Hey.
Just because you don't have a G-spot doesn't mean you're inadequate. You can still suck a dick. It's fine.
No, you can still rub a clit. It's fine.
I can. Not as good as you can, but I can.
I got that shit on lockdown.
I know.
No big deal.
Like all Domo Arigato, Mr. Roboto. Fucking.
I've been doing it for a long time, okay? I got it down.
I know.
I know how to do it.
I know.
It's all good.
I was getting like the speed blur.
And don't ever make fun of me for doing that ever again.
I didn't make fun.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not make fun.
You did too.
It was a very beautiful thing.
You said something about rubbing shit with sandpaper.
I don't understand. Well, okay.
Yeah, okay.
You should try it, though.
And no.
Start with a coarser grade, work your way down finer.
That would hurt.
But you would have the smoothest clit in the world.
Yeah, it'd be nothing. It would be nothing. It would be gone.
Yeah. Amesby says, remember that story where the girl had the allergic reaction to eating a guy's ass who ate fish the night before? I love it.
Nice.
I do remember that.
Oh, God.
Women may have to argue that having a G-spot is due to diet or exercise, but in fact, it is virtually impossible to find real traits. This was the biggest study. Women should feel inadequate. Quote, it is rather irresponsible to claim the existence of an entity that has never been proven and pressurize women and men too. Huh. What does that sound like? That's interesting. It is rather irresponsible to claim the existence of an entity that has never been proven and pressurize women and men too.
Sounds like God.
Ha! God and the G-spot? Myths? Myth busted, if you know what I mean. All right. Quote. Oh, wait, that's not a quote. Never mind. Oh, yeah, it is. Quote, it's fine to go looking for the G-spot, but don't worry if you don't find it. It should not be the only focus. Everyone is different. The Grafenberg spot, or G-spot, was named in honor of the German gynecologist Ernst Grafenberg, who described it over 50 years ago. It is said to sit in the front wall of the vagina some 2 to 5 centimeters up, like up in it.
Right.
They said they found an area of thicker tissue among the women reporting orgasms. Why are the women going to this gynecologist reporting orgasms? Like, that's weird.
Yeah, that is kind of weird.
Right? Like,
I don't know what just happened in my vagina, but it feels weird. You want to look?
Every vagina takes
my
tool.
Yeah, that's the spot.
Give me my tool back. But that's weird. Like, you go to the gynecologist and he's like, yeah, 10 out of the 20 women that come see me report stronger orgasms. What? Why do they report any orgasms?
Yeah, no.
Why are you making girls come? That's
exactly.
Gross.
Why are you asking them about this?
But specialists warn there could be other reasons for this difference. This vast difference. That's my last vagina joke. So, speaking of sex and all that weird shit, have you heard the latest coming out of France?
What?
France? Francais?
Okay.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Parlez-vous français?
Oui, oui. Je suis le m'appelle Matt.
You're such
Voulez a dork. Coucher avec moi ce soir?
Oh my god, man.
I took French in ninth grade.
Woo.
All the chicks were in that class, I'll tell you what. Never had sex with any of them, but they were all there.
Oh my god.
They were all there.
Anyway.
In France, if you insult your wife or husband repeatedly, you could soon find yourself in court.
Really?
The charge?
What?
Psychological violence.
Oh.
Huh? You stupid fucking bitch.
I'm suing you.
911. Yes, my wife is psychologically abusing me again. Okay, sir. Are you in? Did you lock yourself in a room? Yes. I'm so scared. I can hear her coming up the stairs. Please hurry. Okay, sir. We're sending units to you right away.
That's so sad.
That is so sad. Just hit the bitch. You come at me with psychological violence. I'm coming at you with physical violence.
No, you come at me with psychological violence.
I do.
And I come at you with physical violence.
You come at me with, what's it called? When you just abandon something? When you just, like, don't give it any attention at all? What's that called?
I don't like to argue. I'll just leave.
What's
cool.
that called?
I don't know. Abandonment?
Walk away. I have abandonment issues.
I do. Fuck off.
That's what the new offense will be called if a bill backed by the government is passed by Parliament. Once considered a purely private domain, rows between married or cohabiting couples could now prompt intervention from the state. Do you think it's in France because there is no physical violence there at all because they're all such huge fucking pussies? Like, there is no physical violence in France.
I don't know.
From the French people. There might be.
We should
from,
go there and start a fight.
Just go there and start kicking frog ass.
Yeah. Just out
taking,
of nowhere.
I'm taking over this bitch.
I know. Just to see what they do.
You got something to say? Oui, oui. I mean, no. No, no.
No, no.
No, no.
Oh,
it'd
God.
Be so easy, right?
Just
they'd
go
all
in
come
and start
and try,
fighting your way to the top. Be like,
they'd all come at you with fucking psychological violence. They fart in your general direction. the French government wants to take the controversial step of introducing a new law banning psychological violence between married couples or partners living together. But there are questions about how such an offense could be proved. 911, my wife, she called me le name. Okay, sir, and what name did she call you?
Le asshole.
She called me le asshole. I am very hurt. Okay, sir, we'll send a unit right over. Ha ha.
That's gay.
Oui, oui. Yeah, like, how would you... She's calling me names. Stop it.
I don't know.
Stop
well, I mean,
it.
We have verbal abuse here, but it's not...
Not,
not like, a big
like that, though. Like, we have, like, libel and slander laws.
No, no, no. You
but
can
that's
even...
causing defamation. That's
like, if you're in school and you're verbally abusing somebody, you get in a lot of trouble for that.
In school, though.
Yeah, and even
all
in your workplace.
All schools have rules like that, though. This is like...
In your workplace, too, and
no.
in the home, like, if...
Like, I'm saying I can go down the street right now and see some chick walking and be like, hey, what's up, slut? And I'm not going to get in trouble for that. If
right.
you did that with this law, they
might
could
get
say,
punched in the face,
I gave
but...
them psychological violence towards them. I was psychologically violent towards them by saying, yo, what's up, slut? Suck this dick. And then perhaps charges could be pressed. See, they're turning it into something that charges can get pressed on. Like Lee Nails.
If you just walk up to somebody and be like, what up, slut, suck my dick.
I'm going to get my dick sucked. Absolutely.
You have the weak game. You have the weak game.
I know, right?
Your game is so weak.
Step up your game.
You don't even say anything. You just drop your pants. You just drop them and look at me like.
Telepathy. What did I tell you about 2010?
Does it work? And does it work? That your mind bullets penetrate my awesome force? No. No.
Who had penis in their mouth?
Last night? Because they did not.
No, not last night.
Because last night is the night where you just dropped your pants and looked at me like, nah.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
No, that was the other night.
No, it was last night. Last night, because I came home and we watched some shit and
for like a brief minute. Not like the other night when I was like, seriously... dropped him right here. Like, if you don't suck it, I'm gonna jerk off. So,
and it what angers.
But last night it was just like for a sec. It was
what,
just
what
like
aggravates
to
me
see
a little bit about
were.
It though is you drop your pants and you look at me like, you know, please suck my dick, and I'm like, no, and then you get like all aggravated, and I'm like, are you mad at me? And you're like, no,
I just need, but my dick is. My dick is
but
mad
But you
at
can't
you.
Be mad at me for that, because you
I'm
even
not.
Try.
I'm not, but my dick is. My dick is
But you don't
very
even
mad.
Try to get me to want to suck your dick.
I put it near your mouth. I rub it on your face. Is that not
that's
what
not,
you do?
That's not.
Is that not it?
That's not good. That's
okay,
not
that's,
good enough.
That's my no. bad.
You have to make me actually want to do something like that.
Now,
okay?
Did you learn that from that book?
No.
Okay. Have you learned anything from that book?
I learned what semen does after it goes in you.
That's
I learned
awesome.
A bunch of stuff so far. It's really cool.
See, Triptych says, dick's not going to suck itself. Now, that's game. That's some 09 game, but that's still game. That's better than being like, yo, sup, doll. Doll face. Hey, yo, doll face.
Yeah, you stop that.
Hey, yo. Hey, yo, doll face. Come over here. Hey. Hey, yo, doll face. This dick's not going to suck itself, eh? Forget about it.
Yeah.
Strippers and Blow says a little dick slap works. I learned that from porn. That is true.
Yeah, no.
You know what I learned from porn?
Nothing.
Nothing. No, I learned that. I didn't know this before, but if two guys are like this, dicks like pointing at each other, right? Like dick,
right.
Dicks in, two guys, dicks in, and they're holding a girl, like. The girl has two holes that just so happen to line up with the dicks in. And the two guys can hold that girl by, like, the butt cheeks and just kind of flip her up like this. And she'll get fucked dicks in both holes. I didn't know that.
Wait.
And Rado Toy says that's totally not gay. I know. I totally not gay.
So two if you're
guys,
standing there, if
two guys
are standing there,
if we go to Florida,
each other.
Hold on. If we go to Florida, me and Mike Boudet, two guys, dicks in like this, right?
You're standing face
we're standing
to face.
Facing each other, dicks in,
you're
looking
like
at each other,
each
like
shoulders, like what,
right,
up, dude?
Like getting pumped, getting ready for this, like fucking ready to fist pump, right? Dicks in, and then here you come along.
No, I don't.
From the ceiling, dropping the ceiling. Down, dicks in. They will go right in your vagina and your ass, and then me and Mike can take you and flip you up like this, and you'll get fucked.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Dicks in.
That's not going to happen. Could you
no.
stand being that close to some other dude?
I don't know. If the chick was hot, I mean, it looks pretty hot when they do it, so I don't know. I've never done that.
You ever had a threesome with another dude?
Yeah, it was just... I got my dick sucked while he was fucking her, and it was kind of cool because he was fucking her from behind, and like if she started to not be able to take the whole dick, he would kind of push her along a little bit. It was so awesome. It was so awesome.
But that's gonna be weird though, like with another dude.
Tronstar says the guys would have to be close to the same height though. That's a good point. I didn't even think
yeah,
about the
shorty.
Whole. The whole logistics of it. But no, or have a dick big enough to make up the vast difference, if you will.
I guess.
Right?
You're short, though.
Ainsby says, but you could feel his dick on your dick inside. Probably, but I don't think it would matter because there's that layer of vaginal wall.
Yeah, but you gotta think. Your dick is this far away from another man's dick.
That's fine. That doesn't matter because at that point, you're
balls are slapping together at that point. You know that, right?
Standing. No, you're not standing that close. Like, this chick is, like, spread out.
No. If you're going in vagina and asshole,
your balls are not touching.
Yes, they are.
I was watching and they were not. I checked. They were not. There was no ball touching.
I bet there would be ball touching.
No, because they're far enough apart because the way the chick is sitting, she's situated a certain way, dicks up like this, it goes down and like that, you know? It's not straight up and down where the balls would be slapping. It's down and out. I watched. Looked interesting, though.
I'm going to have to see that porn.
Taint touching, Chip Tyke says.
I don't like it. It doesn't sound...
Really?
I don't like it.
No, but what I was going to say is that I compare it to sometimes when I'm fucking you and I'll stick a finger in your ass and then push up on my dick to make it like... So I'm like tickling the top of my dick through your butthole like that. The logistics are very confusing. But
you just take and on the rim of my asshole push down towards your dick.
Right. So that it pushes into your vagina so that it makes the hole smaller and then I can feel all that on my dick. And that is good.
Okay.
Good stuff. Or if I'm fucking you in the twat, I'll pull up on it by the clit, tightening the bottom part so that rubs on my dick. And that feels also good. And that is it.
Are you saying I'm loose?
No, I'm just
saying. What the hell's going on?
That is even better.
Okay.
I'm all about making things better.
I can tell.
It's my job.
Right.
So, psychological violence. No visible scars. It's so awesome. Mental scars, but none visible. That's how you gotta be violent to a
bitch. Dude, Erotochoice says, I saw a porno the other day where a girl had a glass eye and she pulled it out and the guy fucked her eye socket.
That is awesome.
Skull fucking. That is effed, dude.
Email info@thejamhole.com with the title of that. I'd like to find it. Thank you.
I would like to see it.
So, psychological violence, they want a new law banning that. Many people fear that courts might find it tricky to assess the rival claims of squabbling couples. You know that would happen, especially with these Frenchies, right? They're always right. It's gonna be like a big old fucking tattle fest, you know? As soon as they think, it'll be like the whole South Park, my parents molested me, and now all your parents are gone. It'll be like these couples wanting to just get rid of their spouse for a few days. So they're like, she psychologically
violated
me. And then they take her away for a few days and then you can get your fuck on
and
or whatever.
And he also cyberbullied me too. Yeah,
exactly. I don't think this is going to help any.
No,
I mean,
no.
Be nice, I guess. And if not, then I would rather psychologically damage somebody than physically damage somebody, I think.
I would rather physically damage than psychologically damage. Because what if it really fucks them up? What if, like...
But that's what I'm saying. Physically, you can only go so far before you kill him. Mentally, I can break you down to a fucking crying child.
Exactly.
And then
but
build
what if
you
they never get to come back?
Then you build them into something that is useful for your purpose.
If you just punch a dude in the face, you punch a dude in the face, and then it's over.
No,
okay?
It's not, though. Because then they're going to come after you, and then you're going to have to kill him.
Well, not if I punch him in the face.
Well, you're a chick. If a dude gets punched,
no,
he probably went
home
and killed
himself.
No, I mean,
like, I punched
him
in the face.
He probably went home and blew
his
fucking brains out because he got punched by a chick.
No, but, like, if you psychologically damage somebody that way, like, they might not ever come back. Like,
you
they have
can
a complex
because
about something.
I don't know about all people, but when I do it, when I psychologically damage somebody, I'm not only just damaging them. I'm implanting manipulative tools that once they reach that breakdown point, those tools kick in and start to build them back up for something that I would use.
I would rather physically damage you.
Well, I'm building minions. You're not.
See, I don't really care to take the time to psychologically damage you, and I really don't care to do that. I'd rather just hit you.
Right, but see, at the end of the day, I have a whole army of brainwashed minions. You have a row of a bunch of dudes with black eyes. What's more useful?
Yeah, well, I don't fall prey to your mind game, so it's cool.
It depends what your end game is, also. If you're just trying to go for pain and damage, then yeah, okay, maybe a punch in the face. But if you're trying to create an army to take over the world eventually, I'd say psychologically damage with a hint of manipulative properties.
Amesby says, I'd like to know who Matt has damaged and then brought back up and how. Any lists? Any names?
Perhaps. Not right now.
Not
that I'd care to give out right now.
Who?
Don't worry about it.
Who have you psychologically broken down and brought back up? I know I've broken you down a few times.
I could say the same.
You haven't broken me down.
So you're still here?
By my choice.
Or is it?
You want me to leave? I'll go. What's up, Dave?
In your head.
No, you're not.
I will be, though, after this show. The government says it would allow the authorities to deal with mental and verbal abuse in couples, which leaves no visible scars, but where the victims are often badly damaged psychologically. This chick named Gabriella, not her real name, of course, media professional in her 30s. She has a good job in Paris, but she says psychological violence by her ex-partner pushed her to the brink of a breakdown. See, he should have been implanting manipulative tools, in which case he would have probably one of the best girlfriends out there.
See, check this out. In middle school, I was being...
Is that next, like, Middle Earth?
No, that's like 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, like normal fucking middle school.
Right.
Anyway, this chick was giving me shit all year long, right? And it was really pissing me off. And I had a fucking breakdown at the end of the year. And you know what I did? I went to her house and beat the shit out of her. So, in the end, I won. So, breaking someone down mentally might not always be worth it, okay?
Well, you gotta
do it
right.
The person might snap and beat the shit out of you. The bitch still has a scar on her face from my hand, so...
There is always that risk.
Yeah. I mean...
But, in that same vein, you could punch somebody in the face, and they get all Hulkster, Hulk Hogan on your ass, and every time you hit them, they actually get stronger, and then they throw you into the ropes, clothesline, pin you, 1, 2, 3, and now they're the WWF champion.
Yeah, no, that doesn't really happen.
That does happen. Some people get stronger the more you hit them. If they have like a +5 negative effect spell on you.
Nobody I've ever fought, dude.
You've never fought a web mage.
Oh, God.
I am a web mage.
Oh, my God. So how is that book you're reading,
it's
huh?
It's so code good. Spell? It is so good. Kelly McCulloch Code Spell is so good. Yeah. And then Mythos is the next one. Amazing. You
this,
gotta start.
This book is
Web Mage
fucking good.
For Kelly McCulloch. Okay, there's 4 books. Web Mage is first, then Cybermancy, then Code Spell, then Mythos.
I really like
this book. I guarantee you will like them. I know. I got that kind of, so I hoped you'd be like, oh, interesting, and now I want to suck lots of dick.
No, it basically explains the mechanics of why we do what we do,
right.
Like why we want to masturbate, why we want to have sex when we don't want kids, why all this
there
stuff.
Is a chapter in there about why we want to suck cock.
No, there is not.
Then I got the wrong book.
No, but it's really cool so far. I mean, he compared the cervix to an elephant's trunk, which is really weird.
Yeah, yeah.
Some weird things here and there.
That
but,
will happen.
It's I'm currently on the part of the throwback, whatever you want to call it.
Amesby says, or or you punch them wrong and they die and you go to jail where you will be psychologically broken. That is, or that. There is always that.
Whatever.
All right, well, moving on here. While we're sticking with the theme of sex, as we usually tend to do here, Germany, interesting little twist here. Police officers facing termination after having noisy sex in a blank tower.
Watchtower.
No.
This
is the steeple. This is the... I don't know. It's not a watchtower. It is a church tower.
I was going to say above, church, but I was like, I don't think so.
Above a packed congregation attending New Year's Day morning mass.
Wow.
A cop in Germany. So, I mean,
he's
Germans
like, let's go be dirty.
Germans are freaky and shit, but like...
Germans are freaky. If you ever watch German porn, he's like, you smack her face. You spit in her asshole.
Oh,
you do
were you
that.
Watching that?
What?
Were you watching that?
Yeah, that was funny.
Isn't that awesome? He's like, he hits that big dude, and he's like, again. And yeah. he, like, really hits him hard, and the guy's like, ugh. And then he just starts plowing that chick. It's so good.
And the other chick's all, like, trying to dirt. He's basically telling them to, like, beat each other up. Kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, yeah, totally. It's good shit.
I forgot, I watched that here.
Like, a cop, though, you would think, unless you're into that, like, why are you doing that in a church tower being noisy? Like, obviously people can hear you. They're not like, hallelujah! Like, obviously there's someone having sex up there.
Right.
Obviously.
It's not God shining down from the heavens.
Father Nicholas Macha was preaching to early morning churchgoers when noises from the bell tower interrupted him. He telephoned the police when the lovers came down looking sheepish and scurried swiftly out the door, buttoning their clothes as they left. He called the police and he heard it ringing upstairs.
Oh,
the guy's
God.
Like, hello, 911. Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
Church official said, quote, my wife sat in the back near the vestry and called me to tell me about the grunts and groans that disturbed the sermon. It was scandalous.
Oh, God, dude.
It's like, honey, break out the good stuff. I'm on my way. The police officer faces almost certain dismissal. know what I mean.
You can't just go around fucking in churches, okay?
Yeah.
Especially when you're a cop.
Especially.
You kind of have an outlook to do, you know?
Triptych has a good point. He says, especially, at least it wasn't a little boy. Were they in the rectory? Yes, he was. Thank you, Triptych. Yes, he was.
At least it wasn't a little boy. At least he wasn't a fucking priest.
At least.
Anyway. Got some notes?
What?
You got any notes?
Notes?
Got notes.
Oh, no, we're done with notes.
Oh.
You know where Deltona is?
Deltona?
Yeah.
No.
In Florida? Deltona? Oh. A lot of fucked up shit happens there. I'd like to maybe go there while we're in Florida.
I know where Daytona is.
Right, yeah, no. This
and DeSoto.
So,
where's
if you...
Where's DeSoto? That's got to be on, like, the
If you were
East Coast.
Facing a cop that had a taser, you would want to shield yourself from that taser with something, right?
Right.
What would make a good shield?
A person.
Right, but a person's kind of big, right? So,
right, a child.
A child.
Yes.
A baby.
A baby.
With a little strap on it, like a Spartan shield.
Yes.
Ting, 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 ting. Right?
That'd be awesome.
Fucking A. A Deltona man used a baby as a human shield when deputies threatened to shock him with a taser, stun gun investigator said. Please don't tase me, bro. Jorge Garcia, 39, is accused of holding a uno-year-old baby in front of... That's Spanish for one.
Got it.
Uno! I like that game.
I love that game.
me too. We should play Blowjob Uno.
No.
Is accused of holding a one-year-old baby in front of him as he repeatedly told Volusia County deputies to, quote, tase the baby. Hey, that's what I want my next shirt to say. Tase the baby. Tase the baby. Not the baby. Kick the baby. Tase the baby.
We should make shirts that say tase the baby.
Tase the baby. The jam hole. Tase the baby. Fuck yes. Fuck yes.
I want a little guy with like a hand holding a taser and a baby like looking very concerned.
Just like having
taser.
It strapped there with like the two leads sticking out of the baby with like little shake marks on the side. Like it's, you know, how they do that, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I want. Tase the baby. Don't tase me, baby. Excuse my face.
What the hell is that?
The incident began with a disturbance, a psychological violent disturbance, and escalated somehow. Deputies said they were conducting a felony traffic stop on a man suspected of being armed when Garcia began yelling profanities and, quote, acting in an irrational manner toward the deputies. According to an arrest affidavit, they said Garcia ignored orders to get in his car and leave. When he was told he was being arrested, Garcia got back into the backseat of the car and refused to come out. deputies said when they threatened to use a taser on him, he got out but grabbed a baby from the back seat, held him in front of his body.
Nice.
After the baby was removed unharmed from Garcia's arms, deputies say he resisted as they tried to put handcuffs on him. Two deputies shocked him with their tasers before they were able to handcuff him. He faces charges of child abuse without great bodily harm and resisting arrest without violence. How do you resist arrest without violence? Like, you're under arrest? No.
No?
Yes, sir, you're under arrest.
No.
No.
No. No, I'm not giving you my hand.
Sir, you're under arrest. Nope.
I'm not doing
I can't
it.
Hear. La, 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 la. Like, okay, that is really? Resisting arrest without violence.
I suppose. I guess that's the only way to do it. I don't really know.
That's pretty awesome. So,
check
this out.
No.
This needs to happen more, I think. But without the suing part. You shouldn't be able to sue them. I think the hospital, just keep in mind, I think the hospital was in the right here.
Okay.
35-year-old mother of... Not one.
Not two. But three. No, a four. Five. Six. Ten. Fuck it. Nine.
Nine.
Nine. Okay.
Of nine, a 35-year-old mother of nine is suing a Springfield hospital, three doctors, and two nurses claiming they permanently sterilized her against her will, violating her reproductive rights, according to a lawsuit filed in Superior Court.
Are you kidding me?
You lost your reproductive rights
after you
when
had
you
four
chose
children.
To shove nine kids through your vagina. And I use quotes around vagina because it is a, quote, vagina.
I think you it should only be allowed to have, like,
two?
Up to four children at the
1.
Very
5.
Most if
1.
You're 5. Financially wealthy enough.
1.5.
Yeah, 1.5. Unless 1. You have 5. One with, like, Downs or something.
1.5. You can have one. You can try to have two. And if it comes out retarded, then there's your 0.5.
She had nine kids, dude.
Yeah.
She should just go ahead and be sterile.
People okay. that abuse their privileges or their rights, even, I guess, call it a right. You have the right to get knocked up. But do you think that the nurses and the doctors were cool with what they did?
Yeah.
They obviously saw what was going on here, and they're like, no, we're not going to have another octo-slut fucking thing happening here.
Yeah, no.
We're going to put a stop to this right her right now.
That's stupid. Why would you do that?
Because you get paid. Each one is a paycheck, I guess. I don't know.
I have no idea.
Tessa Savicki, who has nine children aged 3 to 21, claims doctors were supposed to implant an intrauterine device, which is a type of reversible birth control, after she delivered a son, Manuel Flores, on December 19th, 06, at Bay State Medical Center. Instead, she said a type of permanent sterilization, known as a tubal ligation, was performed, leaving her mentally distraught and incapable of bearing more children. How about you work on the ones you have, and once you get all nine of them raised and on their own and they're doing okay, then we'll talk about maybe letting you have more. But until that happens, no more.
Eh.
You can't have fucking 10 babies and have to take care of that. You can raise one, get them out the door into college, then you start on your next one. I don't get a bunch of fucking drugs and work on them, you know, all and do them all at the same time. No, I do one until I'm all good, and then
think,
I do another one.
How
and
do you
then
think
I
her oldest child feels? Like, because, you know, if she's got 10 kids, she...
Upset?
Like, the kids probably got to be, like, what, like 12, 13, something like that?
21.
21.
3 to 21. Youngest is 3, oldest
he's,
is 21.
He's got to be like, Mom, stop. What are you doing?
It's my right.
Stop fucking.
It's my body. This is my right. Nah.
No, I don't care. Don't, just fucking, I don't know. Like, sew that shit shut.
Your right is fucking up my planet. So.
No kidding.
How about chill?
No kidding, dude. Your right is screwing me in taxes, okay?
You're lucky they allowed you the chance to still even be able to fuck.
No
if
kidding.
I was that doctor, I would have sewed the whole fucking twat up. There. Now you can't even have sex. How's
done.
That, bitch? How you like that shit? You're lucky you can still have sex. You just can't get pregnant now.
I can't believe she's suing.
She'll win, too. This
yeah,
is the
she
sad
will win,
thing.
Yeah.
That's the sad part about it, is that she probably will win, because if
it is a right. I mean, you are permitted
it's a privilege.
To have... It is a privilege, but in our country, it is a right to have as many children as you want.
But it shouldn't. It shouldn't be. You should have to meet at least somewhat certain basic standard criteria before you can exercise that right. Like, if you're homeless, for instance, maybe we're going to say no to you having kids. Why? Because you haven't satisfied even the most basic of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Until you satisfy, I'd say, at least 4 steps of that, you don't get to have kids. That's why. It shouldn't
but
be just...
But we can't even govern that. That's the thing. It's like, how do we do that? How do we stop people from having kids? How
by
do they do it in China? I don't get it.
Sterilizing them by being complete communist assholes.
I know. How do we even do that in
without,
our country?
Without being fascist or communist or something like that, it is very hard to do.
Like,
you have
can't
to,
force them
you have
to take
trust,
birth control.
You have to trust your people to self-govern themselves. To self-govern. But exactly.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. See, I mean, I just don't understand how. I mean, there are people.
You have to implement then a licensing and a permit type of situation.
Yeah.
In which case people be like, oh, that's fascism. This is our right. It's like, well, yeah, you're kind of abusing your rights. So now we have to do this. If you guys weren't a bunch of fucking sluts and trollops running around popping out 9 or 10 kids at a fucking clip, then we wouldn't need to do this.
Right.
But since you were, we did. And now you're pissed at us. No, be pissed at them because they fucked it up for all of you.
I don't know. I agree. There should be some kind of, like, testing and permit thing, but...
Which is weird, because you're
going
a woman.
To do it.
And, I mean, obviously, people that listen to this show know you're not your normal average everyday woman. But still, women have more of a paternal instinct towards this kind of thing. Whenever someone's like, we should limit that, women are the first to be like, what?
Well, I mean,
like,
dude,
you can't do that, but you're like, yeah, we need to do that.
Well, it's something that needs to happen because, I mean,
yeah,
people are bringing children into this world that have absolutely no hope of having a good
right,
life
exactly.
whatsoever. And that's not fair to the child.
It's
at
like
all.
Giving birth to a child with no legs. Like, you just start them off up here. Way to go. You
it's
know?
Like people that have AIDS and they go ahead and make the decision to have kids. No, you don't do that, okay?
Yeah, that you shouldn't. I mean, chances are maybe it won't, but chances also are it probably will have AIDS. So,
yeah,
just it's better not to take that risk initially.
Right, and so, you know, that yes, they have the right to do it, whatever, but you shouldn't have the right to do that. You should not be able
it
to bring
shouldn't.
A life into this world without giving it a sufficient chance to be
right.
a person, you know?
Yes.
To get ahead in life or anything, you know? It's just stupid, so...
It shouldn't have to get to that point initially where doctors have to make the decision whether or not to snip your fucking tubes because you're out of control popping out babies like it's going out of fashion, you know? You can't do that. Especially right now, you can't do that. Give it a minute. See if this whole 2012 thing plays out. See if this whole, what, May 21st, 2011
Bad.
Thing plays out first. And then reassess. But first, you
Erato
have to...
Toys says we should throw pickles at them until they stop.
I like that. But first, you have to satisfy at least 3 of the base fucking needs in Maslow's triangle, dude. The pyramid.
Strippers
you have
blow
to.
Says, what about the 2% that turned out to be productive citizens? Well, we
then high
it
fucking...
doesn't matter because if this was in place, if they had to have the permit for this, I wouldn't give a fuck about the 2% that turned out to be productive citizens because guess what? They would never would have happened. And we would have...
But that is good. I mean, I'd rather them turn out that way than not.
Right, right. But the thing is...
2% out of 7 billion.
Yes. Mm. You know, 2% out of that many people or that many fucking children coming into this world without a chance at all, that's not a big enough fucking percent for me to say, oh, okay, it's still fine. You know?
Aratoy says, what if you abort Einstein, Matt? If an Einstein came along that easily, then we'll just have to
back
catch...
then,
we'll just
different.
Have to catch the next one. I'm sorry. It's worth it, I think,
well,
to...
back then.
And look what Einstein did. Einstein invented the atom bomb, pretty much. Right on, guys. Like, I'm all about fucking high energy particle physics and shit. But, I mean, you didn't help us a lot. Well, you did. I'm sorry. You did, because if that wouldn't have happened, we'd probably still be in a fucking war with Japan or whoever the fuck. So
Trone Star says, I'm sure this chick's 10th kid would have discovered the cure for cancer.
Exactly. Exactly. You all know that argument. Exactly.
It doesn't matter, because you know what? Abortion is still not illegal in this country, and we are aborting fetuses every goddamn day of the week.
Jesus.
So
Jesus fetuses.
It doesn't matter, because if
what if one's Jesus? What if you abort the fucking Christ? No
if
second
there, if
coming.
If there's a Jesus or whatever, and it's supposed to be reborn,
then no
you
second
would,
coming for
you,
you
would
guys.
No.
Tough shit.
It would be smart enough to go into a fucking womb that's not going to be aborted.
Hey,
okay?
Childbirth right now, too dangerous. We're going to bring you in a different way. We're going to rip a hole in reality, and we'll just bring you through that way, okay?
Right.
Because childbirth, it's kind of hit and miss right now, Lord. I hate to be the one to tell you this, but I wouldn't count on it.
I
wouldn't
still
count.
Think that they should have to go and fill out, like, paperwork and
some
go
sort
through
of
psychological testing.
How
and
do you have fucking shelter? Do you have income of any kind? Are you self-supportive? Like, yeah.
All
I'm
going to
need at least 4 of the 5 boxes checked before you can have a kid.
Yes, thank you.
Quote, there was no medical reason for them to do this. That's my choice. This is my body, of course. I wanted the IUD, so later if I felt I wanted more children, I could have more. You greedy fuck. You're not what? She's like a kid hoarder. You've seen the cat hoarders. You've seen the hoarders, right? This is a child hoarder.
Yeah.
What? Why? Why do you need one more? It's not going to get any better than the 10 statistically fucking
speaking.
She
just always wants a baby. It's like kittens, okay?
Why?
Because once kittens grow up, they're not
you?
Kittens anymore.
Who gives a shit?
They're
cats.
Cute and cuddly and whatever.
If you didn't want a cat, why did you have a kitten to begin with?
Well, you always want
you
the
know,
cat, but the cat is now sufficient and able to take care of itself. It's not needing.
But
it's
what
not
I'm
happy.
Saying
it's
is,
not cute. It doesn't play as much. It's not as receptive as a normal.
But you know
cat.
What they turn into.
Yes.
You had the kitten initially because you wanted to grow a kit or whatever. You know.
You had the kitten because you wanted.
You
to
had
grow
the
a kid.
Fucking kitten because you wanted to grow a cat. You had the baby because you wanted a human, a fucking person. That's the only reason. You didn't have a baby because you like babies, did you?
Yeah, I think she did, dude.
Really? You don't realize what the... I don't know. That's stupid.
She probably just feels the need to constantly be taking care of something or have
take
a
care
want.
Hey, here's an idea. How about yourself? Take care of yourself. And
well, she probably wants to have something that constantly needs her. Like
that's
something
retarded.
That depends on her. A lot of people are like that,
get
dude.
A husband who has a penis that needs sucked. They will always need you. I always, always need the penis sucked. Is that it? You have nothing to say to that.
No.
Not that kind of feeling of needing, right?
Right.
Okay.
You
can't pick and choose. You
want
to be needed or not.
I don't want
not.
You to need me
you,
for that.
You can't choose what I need you for. You can just choose whether to be needed or not. I'll make the choice of what
I need
you.
Am I needed?
You're always needed.
Okay.
I always need...
I don't
know.
I don't want you to...
A co-host?
I don't have a need to want you to need me.
You don't need me. I need you, and you complete me.
Okay. Stop asking me to suck your dick.
Well, that's the completion there.
No.
She anyway. Did not sign a written consent for a tubal ligation, what? Which under federal and state regulations is required at least 30 days in advance for all this, if you want to get technical. Her attorney, Max Borton, is like, fucking cha-ching, jackpot, cash cow.
Yeah.
She's fat, that's okay.
Oh, she is?
That was the joke.
Well, I guess she's got 10 kids, or 9 jokies. Kids, so
yeah.
She's gotta be fat.
That was the insinuation.
Who is still fucking her?
Not me. Not this guy.
How is that pussy? You know?
Two, and like, I was like, you think you're taking this a little far? And she's like, no, I need more. I'm like, later, dude. I'm out.
Like,
I don't need more. I want less.
That pussy has got to be wrecked, man.
Well, that's only 9, dude. Imagine that other chick. the Octomom or whatever.
Yeah.
Or John and Kate. How many does she have now? They're up to like 10 or 11, right?
I don't know.
Fuck. 2010. Excuse me. 2010. Excuse me. 2010. Really not turning things around, are you guys? Not really sticking with all those resolutions you made fucking, what, 6 days ago?
I know, right?
6 days ago, and this is what we're doing?
Yeah. Yeah.
A Royal Oak man invited to a woman's home raped her during an assault in which he stabbed her repeatedly in the stomach and stabbed her mother in the chest.
Sweet.
Good job, guys.
He's helping us get rid of some people.
Right? 2010. 52 years old. Charged today with 2 counts of assault with intent to murder and 1 count of first-degree criminal sexual conduct, each of which is punishable by up to life in prison. You're 52, nigga. Life in prison. 52. That's another at least, what, 40 years? Life in prison. Was it worth it? You raped a woman, stabbed her, and her mom. Life in prison. Life envisioned.
Well, he was trying to help get this population thing under control.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
His mother, the woman's mother, was 75. 4 stab wounds to the chest near her heart, really?
Well, he was just annoyed.
75?
I'm tired of changing your depends, woman.
Push her. Like, why? You didn't have to. I mean, death was coming for her, dude. Like, you kind of...
If you would have just let her be, she would have died in a week.
It's kind of unnecessary, but okay.
So why did he stab the other
chick? Well, check this out. His account of the incident. The police got there about 10:30 p.m. Saturday at a 3-bedroom house. Found the door open by a woman, 46 years old, naked from the waist down. Her vagina chilling. Covered with blood. Suffering multiple stab wounds to her stomach area, looking for a baby that maybe wasn't there. Like, that's weird. Covered with blood, stabbed in stomach. Standing just behind her was a man, also covered in blood, pants undone. Who's that sound like?
Oh my god, he raped her!
Just chilling with his pants down, like, it's not gonna suck itself. Like, he stabbed her. I love you, but he fucking stabbed her.
You better love me.
And he was just chilling there. Like, cops are like, is everything okay? He's there, pants down. She's there,
no,
pants
everything's
totally,
not okay.
Totally off. Fucking stab wounds. Oh my Christ, dude.
Yes, everything's fine. Now leave.
75-year-old in the back bedroom, stabbed 4 times. Quote, the motive for the stabbing, we believe, is that he asked her for a sexual favor, and she refused. Hey, can you do me a favor?
No.
You're not playing along very well. Hey, can you do me a favor?
What?
Like, of the sexual nature?
What kind of, what is it? What do you want?
And then he takes his pants down.
Oh my god.
Suck it.
And she was like, no, and quote, dude stabbed her.
At some point during the attack, the suspect committed a criminal sexual assault on the 46-year-old. We're not sure when, but at some point during stabbing the 75-year-old 4 times and the 46-year-old 3 times or 2 times, he committed some sexual assault.
Huh. Police, I'm going to fuck your wound.
Yeah, pretty much. The police recovered the knife that they said he routinely carries on his belt. He's one of those guys. You've been to bars and you've seen that guy with the big beard.
Has a little knife.
He's got the beard. Always belt with a fucking knife. Just chilling there, just in case. Always.
I knew a dude that on the back of his belt, he had this little case and it had...
on the back of the belt buckle, like
no,
it
no, no,
slid
on
out?
The back, like by his ass, like on the back of his belt, he had a little case that
tase my baby, tase my baby. Sorry,
but it had like the knives sat horizontally, okay, not vertically like they normally do, but they sat horizontally so he could just reach behind him with each hand and just grab these 2 tiny little knives and just come out and stab. Like they're called kidney stabbers,
like just in case you need to stab.
I guess. I don't know. They're little kidney stabbers, though. That's what you fucking use them for. You just, like, whoop, done it, and, like, put them back, and you're good. Like, that's, I thought it was cool because it sat horizontally and not vertically.
That's just weird, though. Like, this isn't Mad Max yet. We're not at the fucking Thunderdome yet. Granted, we're getting there, but not yet.
It reminds me of bowling for Columbine.
It's like those kids that
like
carry
all
around
of everything, and we always have everything.
It's like the kids that pack the fucking katana just in case. Like, in case I run into a group of fucking ninjas or something. Like, are you serious, dude? We're not there yet. We're definitely on our way, but we're not there yet.
No.
every day. You know what they're talking about with these new fucking the scanners they're putting in airports?
What?
These are like full, like Paulo, one of our listeners a long time ago sent us a picture because he was like installing these things or something, I forget. And he's like, dude, you can actually see the person like naked pretty much because it x-rays like not through them. So anyway, they're talking now because these are making physical pictures. Like, you're making an image that when children go through them, technically you're creating child porn, and that's illegal. So what do you do now? Do you just let the kids go by and not do that? And then terrorists will start using kids for bombs. They're like, ah, look, they can't make child porn. We'll get the bombs through this way, or, you know.
But it's still, they shouldn't be able to do that with people anyway, though, because that's
for our own safety.
That's, what do you call it?
It's like we said before, just handcuff us to the seat, pick us up from our house, black bag over our head, I'll have my luggage packed. Actually, no, I won't, because I can't even bring luggage with me anymore, can I? I have to pay, what, $100 a bag? So just come get me, black bag, knock me out.
No Lies Undead says Danny's ex can be the operator. That's messed up, okay?
That is a good point.
You leave Duncan alone.
You never know. You never know. So, and this is at the British airports. The rapid introduction of full-body scanners at the British airports threatens to breach child protection laws, which ban the creation of indecent images of children. Privacy campaigners claim the images created by the machines are so graphic they amount to virtual strip searching and have called for safeguards to protect the privacy of passengers involved. Ministers now face having to exempt under 18s from the scans or face the delays of introducing new legislation to ensure airport security staff do not commit offenses under these child porn laws. So that's, yeah, you got to worry about who's working there now. Are you jerking off while little kids are getting scanned, or are you cool? Like, because I'm jerking off when chicks go through, but they're not 12, so
still,
I'm cool.
That's still
you...
not right either, though. That's
well,
not cool.
It's our safety. Can you put a price on safety, on human safety?
Yeah, I can. Just do
you
it.
Obviously don't fly, then.
I do, once in a while.
Yeah, that's... Are you
but I
cool?
fly out of Montana.
It says Ooh. That these things can, like, see... chicks that have implants, like you can see the implants and stuff, like they're really vivid and well done. Like, are you going through that thing and being like covering up titties and shit, and then they're like, what are you covering up? And you're like,
my titties,
my bomb, I mean fuck. And then, you know,
no, I'm the
then
bomb.
What like them titties are the bomb. Fuck,
I don't like that. That's creepy.
It's creepy, right?
I don't like it. I wouldn't go through it.
I'd go through with a hard on.
I just wouldn't go through it. That's fucked. That's like invading my personal shit, man. I don't want you to see me naked. Fuck
then don't fly, right? Is that what they say then?
I guess. I don't know.
Fuck us. But,
I mean,
we gotta take the bus now?
They can't do that.
I gotta take the bus because my bitch is self-conscious. Conscious?
Not self-conscious. It's just, conscious. It's just fucked up. That shouldn't. We shouldn't have to do that.
Yeah. No, I agree. I don't think we should either, but... It's their whole, you know, what did they call it?
I can
it?
Understand, like, an X-ray
Security
thing
theater. Security Theater 3000.
Well, I can understand, that's like, an X-ray thing or something, because then you're not really getting a picture of the person's, you know, body.
Well, yeah, you're not sliding through the thing, but that's what these are, those new fucking, you know, people scanners.
Huh.
It's for your stuff, but, like, people.
Okay.
But, yeah, I don't know. What do you guys think? Are you, would you... go through there and worry, and then you gotta
no,
worry.
No, because I'll probably have drugs on me.
But you gotta figure, the guy that's working there, he hates his fucking job, so he's taking a few pictures here and there to put online, right? So are you worried now your fucking naked x-ray is gonna be up on some website? And
yeah, I don't know, so I don't like that.
What if
you have a tampon in and you go through and they're like, we need to check that?
What if I left my butt plug in? Do they check that?
Like, I know, right?
Yeah, I would imagine.
I don't want them getting anywhere near me. It's creepy. I I don't like it. I don't want it. I don't want it.
Yeah, the trial started in December, but only with passengers over 18 until the legal situation with children was clarified. Like, why? Who's got the guilty conscience here, okay? Who was like, guys, I don't feel comfortable with this. It says in my sex offender register here that I'm not supposed to be doing this.
Oh, my God.
Like, I'm. You guys are going to make me go back to jail.
Oh, come on, cut it out.
That's a lot of shit to worry about, man. It's a slippery fucking slope, that's for sure. Yeah. So, I don't know. What do, right? Just don't fly, I guess.
Just don't fly.
Do they do that shit on the train?
I doubt it. Who the fuck wants to bomb a train? Come on.
Right? Trains, like, wreck on their own all the time.
I know, right?
We don't even need
What's
to worry
the point?
About that.
Like, here, you know what? Amtrak. Here, this is how you do it. You don't have to get on the train. Fucking throw a possum on the rails. Okay? That's a big deal.
Yeah, pretty much.
Or put a cow there. I don't know. Something. Fuck.
All right. Well, you got anything else before we get the fuck out of here? I got some fucking to do.
No, I don't really have anything else to say. I think I'm good.
Well, thank you guys so much. Email us info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is where all our shit's at. /vote. Give us a vote on podcast. Oh, it's kind of a new month still. /donate. If you guys had a good time, give us some change. Keep the show going. And yeah, definitely anybody that knows like RSS and fucking CSS and shit like that, email me. We need to fix some stuff. So I would really appreciate the help with that.
That would be awesome.
/ YouTube, Facebook, fucking Tumblr,
MySpace,
Vimeo, all that shit. So yeah, we'll see you guys Friday.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.